The weekend.
The best part of the week is almost here.
The weekend.
This weekend. Cheers to the
freaking weekend. This is the Weekend Trend with Sandy Max.
Weekend.
The Weekend Trend is presented by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities.
Let's go.
Weekend Trend is brought to you by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities. Host of What's on Tap, Sandy Max, in the house.
Hi.
Why have you sent Eric and me a picture of you and a dude in a cheese mask?
Not a cheese head, a cheese mask.
Cheese mask. Yes. Why has this occurred?
Because this is an artist who grew up in Delavan. His name is Adam Heimbach, and he has created cheese sculptures that will be hidden all around Milwaukee for the next month. And if you find these cheese sculptures as part of Visit Milwaukee's Gold Rush scavenger hunt, then you have a choice, because these are works of art. Now, they look like government bricks of cheese. Think we're showing it on the WTMJ YouTube live stream. He's such a fun guy. I'm so glad Adam was my guest last night. So you find one of these artworks. Do you break it open and find out if there's cash inside? Because there's $21,000 in cash prizes with this scavenger hunt with Visit Milwaukee and Map King.
Okay, well, so far I'm a yes on your question.
Exactly. So why
wouldn't
it? It still doesn't explain why Adam chose to put on the yellow ski mask for fun, but he is such a playful, fun artist. Grew up in Delavan, is back in Wisconsin for this really fun promotion to get people out and about, really exploring and enjoying Milwaukee. Think Amazing Race with those riddles.
Yeah.
So if you go to visitmilwaukee.org, you'll get all the info. And Friday, tomorrow, is the big Gold Rush scavenger hunt kickoff. How do you do it? Not with a meat raffle. Oh, no. You do it with a cheese swap. So tomorrow at lunchtime in Deer District, the new fashioned, big enough for everybody to come, you bring some cheese. Don't make not homemade cheese. Like, it has to be, you know, hermetically sealed for your health protection. But you show up with some slices, some string cheese, maybe a wheel of Gouda.
Okay.
And you meet somebody and go, hi, I'm here for the cheese swap. What do you got there? Yeah.
Okay.
So it's very social, very fun, and a little bit silly. Adam Heimbach, the artist who may or may not be wearing his yellow ski mask, he will be there to answer questions. It's just yet another fun way to party and celebrate the city.
So the scavenger hunt kicks off tomorrow as well?
Yes, and you can do virtual. All the clues are online, and it will culminate on June 4th. You know what day that is? National Cheese Day.
Oh,
hey,
that works out.
We love a theme.
But it's not real cheese.
Correct.
So it's not like rats aren't going to find these stores.
No, these are, because I asked Adam.
Because that's where you're going to find the key.
But that's the wild thing. Now, when you see these sculptures, I thought they're going to be like, 14 karat gold, and they were going to be really shiny. Like, they really do look like bright cheddar cheese orange blocks.
Awesome.
The question is, he's a famous artist. Do you destroy this signed artwork to see if there's money inside, or do you keep it as art?
I see it working.
So he said he knew this art was designed to be destroyed. So that's why it isn't ornate and too appealing. So I think it's a super fun idea. Thanks to our partners at Visit Milwaukee, who always kick it up a notch. Tomorrow, Deer District, new fashioned, 11 a.m. is the cheese swap if you want to participate.
I want to ask you about some of your Mother's Day picks, but first, I noticed some farmers markets are starting to pop up already.
Yes, already. You've got farmers markets. The Racine Farmers Market on the lake opens tomorrow. That's on Festival Park there. But Oak Creek is already open. West Dallas, Brookfield, Germantown's Village Hall. So it's nice. So take your mom, stroll through there, get her a fresh bouquet of flowers there. You know, we were just talking about a swap. There's a Garden District Spring Perennial Exchange on Saturday morning in the Garden District Community Garden. So they do want you to label it. You know, like, so when you go, like, what the heck is this plant? But I think that's just another.
We have a lot of hostas. I took some of those, and I would like to look
for. You can do that. Bulbs, seeds, even tools, garden decor.
Okay.
I think this is yet another fun community get-together, and you can, of course, buy extra plants. They will even gift wrap your plant if you want to get a Mother's Day gift there. And on the plant theme, Plant Bingo Bonanza on Sunday, on Mother's Day. In South Milwaukee, there's a spot called Parkway Floral, and they are doing a really fun social. You get together at 11, you get to decorate a pot to take home, have some social time, and then at noon, it is 12 rounds of plant-themed bingo.
Nice.
I think these are just really fun ways. And then the freebies for Mother's Day. Milwaukee County Zoo. Moms get in free on Mother's Day. Milwaukee Public Museum. They have the Rainforest and Butterflies Greatest Hits exhibit that is opening today. Free admission for mothers and mother figures on Monday.
Very well.
So I think that means your stepmom's included. And Milwaukee Brewers, it's not free, but take mom to the ballpark. I think it would be fun. And you got picnic blankets for the first 10,000 fans.
Nice.
So look, there's a free gift for mom. And I always think maybe they'll bring out the pink bats. This is usually the game where they get out the pink bats.
Yeah. Bill Hall.
Bill Hall. Everybody remembers,
epic.
Right?
Isn't that like we all remember that? So plenty of ideas for Mother's Day. Or if you want to spend time with the family, have you heard about Jurassic Journey?
Yeah. What do you know about this? This is the dinosaur thing in Waukesha, right?
That was my sort of Jurassic Park mouth theme there. Sorry.
It was really close.
Now I got it. Okay.
But yes, it's at the Waukesha County Expo Center, but it's not indoors. It is outdoors. And it's these 60 life-size dinosaurs, including the world's largest T-Rex, over 40 feet long. But you get to feel like you're in prehistoric times, and it's all the hands-on stuff. You can do a fossil dig, and it's just for all ages. So, you know, a lot of people think of the kids. I think a lot of people don't outgrow that. I think you got a lot of adults who still
want to bring a kid so that you can feel like, no,
exactly. You get that extra permission to just have fun. Also in the fantastical world, this is last weekend to see Alice in Wonderland from the Milwaukee Ballet. This is one of these completely over the top, imaginative, very physical, lots of cast, lots of big costumes. You really do go down the rabbit hole in this ballet. This is one of those ballets, I say, if you've never been before, go to this.
It's accessible.
I think you're going to be entertained. You're going to get into the visuals and the physicality of it. If you like to laugh.
Yes. Who's telling jokes this weekend?
Kevin James from King of Queens. Okay. He is in town tomorrow at the Riverside Theater. And remember George Lopez. He's still on tour Friday and Saturday in Brookfield at the Milwaukee Improv. I was kind of surprised to see him on that list. And then, Vince, I know you are the 80s music fan.
Yeah.
Lloyd Dobler in town. John Cusack is going to be...
I went to this last time he did it.
Of Say Anything itself, to see it on the big screen?
Yeah.
How was it?
So it was great, and Cusack was really cool, really engaging. So this is one of those, right, they show the movie, you watch... The best part is watching a movie that you love with other fans.
Right, yeah, because everyone knows it and loves it.
And on the big screen where you notice things that you don't normally just see in your own home theater. Yeah, and then to be able to ask him questions. So that is tomorrow night, Friday, at the Pabst Theater. Say Anything on the big screen with John Cusack.
If this weekend's lineup sounds fun, you'll want to check out our friends at Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, where top-notch events and activities are at the heart of everyday life on their beautiful Lake Country campus. Visit threepillars.org today.